When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Jason in the house is going to take you home 3 to 6. Secret location, or do you want to reveal
can't
where
tell
you're
you.
At?
Okay. Can't tell you. Can't. I am north.
North.
Of the Twin City.
There we go. The topic at hand is with the interim director of the Office of Cannabis saying by the end of the year, we're going to have 150 places to buy the plant. The edibles available, the drinks available. I asked the audience 0 to 10, your interest and excitement for it. Dave said 0. This isn't going to change for me. I, at one point in my life, smoked a lot. I rarely smoke now. I think it should be legal. I think it should be a libertarian situation. So I said, if I'm for it, I have to be above 5, even though I'm not going to start smoking a lot. I'm a 6.2. Where is okay. Jason DeRussia on
like my personal interest in this?
I guess it has to be both, right? It has to be both, you think, for you individually and collectively, the state should be involved.
You know, it's very interesting because my reason. So, like, I've never smoked anything in my life. I've never smoked a cigarette, a cigar, nothing.
You and Dave are the exact same.
Yeah. So I'm not going to start today. The edibles that are available now are not the same as the edibles that will be available. I would say, like, my personal reason for never doing an edible or anything is because it was illegal. And maybe that makes me like a square or whatever, but like, I don't know. I grew up in the just say no era. I was a just say no kind of kid, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's certainly allowed. I mean, it's hard to criticize somebody for saying, I'm going to follow the law.
Yeah, so it being legal, you know, I might try it. You know what I mean?
My gut tells me you're going to at some point.
Yeah, I think I'll try it. It being legal for me does change it. I know for everyone it doesn't. But I think I think there are more people like me out there who don't talk about it because it seems like you're...
Yeah.
I don't know. You get right. The one side that's like the scolds and the, you know, well, this is going to be terrible and all the kids are going to be doing it now. And then you get the other side is like, well, what do I care? I've been smoking weed for 40 years anyway.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of people like me who are like, well, I never did it because it was illegal. But if it's legal, maybe I'll give it a go.
I don't think that's a big population. Do you? You're 50. The typical 50-year-old who he or she, for whatever reason, has not smoked. And now I'm by the way, I'm not buying. We're going to have 150. This thing is rolled out so slowly. I think the numbers.
And they
closer.
Don't have the supply anyway to make it. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's going to be a rocky bump, road, I'm sure.
But if you really want to make the effort, I just don't see the typical 50, 40-year-old who's like you, who's going to now say, see, I think you're more of an experimental person than most. I just think that number is small.
If you've made it this long, you're going to just, I mean, I do feel that way a little bit about like the THC beverages where I feel like I'm good on vices, you know, like I like gin and bourbon and I like wine and I don't need something else. So you do sort of feel like, all right, how am I going to add something else on the dance card, you know?
Among the texts, zero. Haven't smoked in 41 years, very sober, but I think I'm still stoned. My interest is below zero. Bring it on, 10. I'm a 9 for selling real cannabis. The hemp sold now and drinks edibles is not the same. 10, regular smoker, I believe it's a civil rights issue. Absolutely ridiculous, it's illegal. Negative 10, high school science teacher just caught three summer school kids smoking in the bathroom.
Yeah,
I have no interest in pot. I'm fine with the places opening up. I don't want to do any of it. I'm 54. I don't drink anymore, and I like the benefits of feeling good. let me get to another topic. Tribune with the story today about what we both have discussed. More than 200 vehicles in Minneapolis recently. Let's also add Bloomington has also been a part of this, that people are breaking into vehicles recently.
Yep.
And right now they have no leads on it. And it seems crazy to me a little bit that we have all the cameras everywhere and that we don't have a single lead on this. But the two of us talk so often about there are many great parts of Minneapolis. Okay, you normally would be downtown. If it's a regular show, to me, 99%+ you're in downtown. You've talked about living in downtown. You socialize in downtown. I used to live in downtown. I still socialize. We both are backers of Minneapolis. But to the crowd that is not automatically, not the folks who are automatically, I'll never go there. I hope the city folds up. I can't wait. But for the folks who are dubious, and I know this clearly isn't just downtown Minneapolis, this is a lot of suburbs, but when stories like this happen, it reinforces for so many people it's not worth it. I'm not coming down, even though this is not related to downtown Minneapolis. It just further perpetuates, in this case by facts, a lot of people are then going to associate it with downtown, and it's really in the other parts of Minneapolis. But this is another, when Jacob Fry is on with me yesterday, mainly talking about the mayoral race, but he's trying to say, we're on the way back, we're surging. And a lot of people might hear that conversation and then see this and say, no, you're not.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think often the politicians focus on like felony type crimes, on assaults and murder, and that's the crime data that we talk about. But regular people, you know, it's the irritating stuff. It's the, your car gets broken into, your wallet gets stolen. It's
precisely
some of that stuff. And so when it comes down to like the police staffing issue, I get it that like there are people on the left who think, you know what, our crime stats are going down, things are getting better. We have slowly added some police, but we're still 200 short. Maybe we don't need 200 more police officers. And my view is, this is why you need 200 more police officers. Because right now, reasonably, you can't, you know, if you have 500 cops, what are you supposed to go after? The car thieves and the you know, people bashing in windows? Or are we going after the shootings? So, of course, they're going after the bigger stuff. But it's the little stuff. It's sort of the Rudy Giuliani, you know, late 80s, early 90s. But that livability stuff, I think it really matters to how we all feel about safety.
I think it should, too. Right?
For sure.
This is a week and a half, a 200 vehicles.
This isn't happening to you in Forest Lake in your suburb. So how am I supposed to convince you to come hang out and go to a restaurant in South Minneapolis?
That's it. I mean, a lot of Minneapolis, guess what? You don't have the three-car garage. You're parking on the streets. You know, let's say you have two of you. Maybe you have a small garage. Maybe you don't have a garage at all. You're going to your house. And in 11 days, this is taking place. Okay, let's pause. Come back with Jason. He is a paradeologist. Did Minneapolis blow it by shutting down the Aquatennial Parade? They shut her down about noon, and by about 4, it was done raining in Minneapolis. What does Jason think? What do you think? You can always chime in. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I get it. Linda's time check, 2:52. Time to protect your home with LeafGuard brand gutters. They're GAF hail-resistant roofing or GAF solar, all with 75% off installation labor through the end of the month. If the simple question, Jason, is did Minneapolis blow it by canceling the Torchlight Parade, the answer is yes.
Clearly.
Because it turned out to be a very, very pleasant night. Now, you look at the forecast, we're forced, not like the two of us really care that much about weather, but it's a side part of this gig, so we got to pay attention.
Yep.
It looked ominous.
It did.
It looked ominous. So should they have waited longer? And really, my gut tells me they couldn't have waited longer. You can't just say to all the people in the parade, not the folks who are going to the parade, hey, why don't you show up at 6:15? You know? You got to be there a lot earlier than that to get all lined up.
I don't know, Chad. I mean, this is something that I've sort of been railing on lately, and I feel like we are so eager to make the call. Like,
yep.
And this is everyone's fault that we all insist on it, right? And you see the St. Paul Saints have made like a mockery of this with the people on X asking them if their game is going to be played based on the weather forecast.
Yep.
But, like, chill out. Just have it. Just try. We don't need to cancel everything because the forecast looks ominous. We're such babies. We want, like, we. And then after, somebody on social media today is telling me that the weather people should be fired. It's like, it's a forecast. And it was storming like crazy down in Mankato, right?
Publicly, maybe? Maybe that would be better.
Stoned would be a good step.
Right.
It was like, it was heavy rain to the south. But, you know, these storms move on a track by 40, 50 miles, and it's a major difference. So I don't know. My personal preference, and this is school closings, this is concerts and events, and like the parade, I think a lot of these people who are in the Torchlight Parade are from out of town anyway. So they're all down here anyway.
I think it sounds like you're saying lightning, tsunami, hurricane. And Dave, I want you to chime in. Yeah. I think a lot of this still is tied to his bitterness that he's never been a part of the Maple Grove Parade. So he wants to criticize the parade community because he's not really a member of the parade community.
He's taking on big parade in front of us right now.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a parade outsider, a rebel, if you will.
And you've won. You've been knocking at the door for 23 years, and they will not. You know, someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Yeah. They're not answering the doorbell or the knock for you, Jason DeRush.
They're uninterested in Maple Grove. I get it. I mean, the Torchlight, the Aquatennial community, the Winter Carnival. I'm good enough for them, for Minneapolis, for St. Paul. Okay. Sure, I can grand marshal their parades.
There's a level of
but
controversy.
But not the 10th largest city in Minnesota. Maybe guess was, not.
Yeah, not comfortable with.
Yeah, now you're, pun intended, torching the Minneapolis parade community after they embraced you. They, with warm arms, they brought you into their bosom, and now they had to face a call, and you're blasting them. Shock jock.
Grow up. Stop being such little pansies. Have your parades, okay? We used to be a proper country.
Is this the sign of
your parades like a real man?
The deterioration of America.
What do you think Hulk Hogan would have done? You think Hulk, the Hulkster, would have called it? Brother.
Yeah. You going to play some Chuck Mangione today? Chuck Mangione, I mean, I didn't realize, Major loved Chuck Mangione. We were playing some Chuck Mangione tunes off here because Dave's like, nope, not adding them. I got a Hulk Hogan music today, and I'm not adjusting. I was quickly told when I suggested some Chuck tunes, hey, little talent boy.
Blow some horn. You can still play the music. We get so weird over celebrity deaths in this country, don't we?
My God. I mean, listen to him. Go out there with lightning in the parade, and I don't care about Chuck Mangione. Good to know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.